Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, we read about another name for Jesus. He is Mighty God. So much power. Mighty God. Our family recently took a trip up to the mountains, and when you're around the mountains, you're in awe of their size and their beauty. And we also saw Snoqualmie Falls, again, in awe, the power of that waterfall right there. Now, when you think about creation, we can't bow down and worship creation. But Mighty God, in His great power, so often we are weak and we need His strength every day. And so look to Jesus. He's the Mighty God. That says He's powerful in our weaknesses, and we're meant to find comfort in Him. We need one who's so much greater than us. We need a Mighty God in our lives. So we're not discouraged. We're not in despair. We're not overwhelmed. And you can just rest. We're designed to rest in the presence of one who is so much greater than us and worship Him. So if you haven't recently, worship Him with all your strength. You can get on your knees now and just start to worship Jesus, His mighty power. He'll come to you. He'll make the difference today.